Today's daf is Yuvam is daf Kuvav, and we are on daf Kufhei on the base, the third wide line. Chosu b'shnayim. So the Mishnah discussed a machlokes tanoim, whether chalitza needs to be done in front of three dayanim, or if even two dayanim is kosher. The Mishnah said, told a story, there was a story where somebody did chalitza just between the Yavam and the Yavama, there were no Dayanim there at all. So there were three opinions mentioned in the Mishnah. So what's the halach? The halach is not like the two Tanoim mentioned in the Mishnah who held that Chalitza could be done in front of two Dayanim. Rather, the halach is mitzvah Chalitza b'shloisha Dayanim. You have to have three Dayanim there. Freik the Gemara, why did Rav Nachman have to say in halacha k'isa azur? Rav Nachman said this same idea someplace else. I'm Rav Yosef bar Menuhmi, I'm Rav Nachman, Chalitza b'shloisha, Chalitza has to be done in front of three dayanim. So why did Rav Nachman have to repeat himself? He said Chalitza has to be done in front of three dayanim, and then he had to say again, hey, Naloch, Yosef Azog, obviously, Yosef Azog held that Chalitza is done in front of two dayanim. So if Chalitza has to be done in front of three, obviously, Naloch is not Yosef Azog. Says the Gemara, Tzrich, Diit, Marach, Kameisa, because had he only said the first statement, Hav Amino, I would have thought, Hadimi, Lekatchilo. Lekatchilo, Chalitza should be done in front of three. Avo b'diyevet, but maybe b'diyevet, I feel a tray. Maybe two is good. Kamash Malon, hey, Naloch, Yosef Azog. That's why I said Naloch is not like Yosef Azog, that even b'diyevet, if you do Chalitza in front of two dayanim, it's not going to be good. V'yash, mean, hey, Naloch, Yosef Azog. And had he only said, I would have known that b'di'eved you need three. Avo likatchila, but maybe likatchila you need even more than three. Libay chamisha, maybe you should need five. Which in fact we saw earlier in the parak, the worst sheet is that hold that likatchila you're supposed to have five dayanim, and the reason is to be mefarsen the fact that a chalitza took place. Trichas. For that reason, that Rav Nachman had to say twice. Number one, likatchila three and not more, and number two, b'di'eved three and not less. Says the Gemara Vayter, Maiso Shecholtzu. So the Mishnah told a story about a Yavam and a Yavama that were in a Beis HaAsurin, or at least it seemed like they were in a Beis HaAsurin. They did Chalitza Beinoy Leveina, and the story was brought in front of Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva said that although there were no Dayanim at all, still it was Kasha. Freik the Gemara, Beinoy Leveina Miyadana. A two-word kasha, and from these two words, this tremendous lumdus that emerges. We'll see, maybe we'll touch on some of it today. But the Gemara's kasha is, very good doing no dayanim, and I understand that Rabbi Akiva was of the opinion that you could do chalitza even without any dayanim, but don't you need at least Edim? How could you do chalitza beinoy lebeino? If someone's makadosh an isha, not in front of Edim, the kedushin's not a kedushin. If somebody gives a get, not in front of Edim, so there's a machlokes, Edim, chasima karti, Edim, mesira karti, but there's no question a get needs Edis as well. So if Gittin and Kedushin requires Edim, you would think Chalitza needs Edim as well. So the Gemara's kash is, how is it possible that the Chalitza was kosher beinoy lebeino? Mi yodano, how do we know that the Chalitza took place? What happened to Edim? Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel. So Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Mashmuel, Edim roi nois ben bachotz. There were Edim. The Edim was sitting outside. They didn't constitute Dayanim. But Edim they were. So the story was where there were Edim. However, there were no Dayanim. So a little bit more Gemara, and then we'll go back to this. Ibo Yiluhu, Maisa Shacholtzu beinoy lebeino avroi. The Gemara wants to know, how do you read the line in the Mishnah? U'maisa be'echad shecholetz be'noi lo'be'no be'beisa asurim u'ba maisa l'chir v'kiva hechsher. So this, it's a little ambiguous. Says the Gemara, was the story that took place outside of Beiso Asurim, Uba Maisel Tanir Rekiv Beiso Asurim, and when the Mishnah says Beiso Asurim, it means that it was brought to Rabbi Akiva Beiso Asurim, as we all know, Rabbi Akiva, and the end of Masechtas Brachas, Papas Ben Yehuda, he spent time in jail, and is that Beiso Asurim is going on where Rabbi Akiva was? Oidoma Maisel Shechotzu Beinoy Lebeinoy Beiso Asurim, where the story took place in Beiso Asurim, and it was brought to Rabbi Akiva. Om Rabbi Yehuda Marav, both the Beisa Asurim Hoya Maisa, Ula Beisa Asurim Ba Maisa. If you look at Tosfos, two lines from the bottom, Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Akiva was in jail when this took place, and they needed to hear Rabbi Akiva's psak, whether or not the Chalitza was a good Chalitza or not. So the Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Yechanan Asandler was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, and Ovar Kumi Chavush and Rabbi Akiva, he knew the cell where Rabbi Akiva was being held in Beis HaAsurim, and he went to the window where Rabbi Akiva was, and Hoyamachriz, he started announcing, Omar, he said, Mam boy machatin, uman boy tzinoyim. He believed he was a peddler that was selling things. So he's pronouncing, who wants to buy machatin, needles? Who wants to buy tzinoyim? And then he threw in middle, oh, by the way, Cholze beinoy lebeino mao. What's that? If somebody does Chalitza beinoy lebeino. So the Gemara says, Adik le reishe min kavase. So Rabbi Akiva stuck his head out of the window. He saw what was was going on. And he said, Leslon Kushin? Do you have Kushin to sell too? Wow. And Rabbi Yerichel of Asanla understood what he meant to say, and that was, Islon Kushin, Islon Kosher, that the Chalitza Beinoy LeBeinah is Kosher. So this is the way the story went down. Says the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Chalitza mutas kshera. If somebody does a chalitza, that's mutas. That is chalitza mutas kshera. The Gemara is going to explain. What does that mean? Is a chalitza mutas? What's the definition of a chalitza mutas? I'm Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, we'll see a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. This machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, is tali bedvarim ha'imdim berum ha'ishalayim. Like I said, Yevamas Kovavam at Aleph is a very, very lamdisha amid, and there it's totally in many sugis hashas. It's not Yevamas Kovav. This is not really the place to delve into it, but there's no question that as we learn Masechtas Ksubis and Gittin V'Kedushin, there's no question we will refer back to Yevamas Kovav and Aleph. So Tanu Rabbanan, Chalitza Mutas Kshera, a Chalitza that was done literally betos, is a Kashra of Chalitza. Is a Chalitza Mutas. What's the definition of a Chalitza Mutas? Amr Shlokesh, Shlokesh said, Kol Sha'imrim Loi, they tell the Yevam Chalitz, do chalitza ubekach ato kunsa. You'll be able to marry her. So, for example, Bezim was trying to get a man to do chalitza. Yavam to do chalitza. He didn't want to do chalitza. He wanted to do yibum. And for whatever reason, Bezim didn't want him to do yibum. So Bezim told this Yavam, you know what? Do chalitza, and through chalitza you'll become married. This Yavam clearly was an Amoret, and he thought that by doing chalitza he'll be able to marry her. So the question is it a valid chalitza or not? Said Reish Lakish, when the Braisa says chalitza mutas ksheira, that's what it means. It means somebody that did a chalitza betos. He thought that he was marrying this woman through chalitza. Obviously, he was mistaken because he can't get married through chalitza. Still, it's going to be kosher. Very good. Amrei Shlokish, kosher oimrim loy chalitz, ubekach ato koitz. Amrei Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Ani shoyna, Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Shlokish, that can't be pshan and chalitza mutas. Your question, Ari. Ani shoyna, ben shen eschaven, uvelin eschaven, hi. Ben shen eschaven, uvelin eschaven, u chalitza sapsula. We learned the halacha that if either the Yavam or the Yavama didn't have kavana b'shas chalitza, the chalitza is not kosher. Ad shay eschaven, ushneim kech, until they both have kavana. Va'at amrit chalitza, sekshere, how's it possible that such a chalitza mutas would be kosher. So what does chalitza mutas mean? Rabbi Yechon said it means something else. Ela kol she'omer lein chalitza amanasha titin lach masayim zos. What happened was Bezim was trying to get again Shimon to do chalitza, and Shimon didn't want to do chalitza. So they told Shimon, I'll tell you what, make a tnai, and they told Yevama to agree. He'll do chalitza on the condition that she gives him 200 zos, and based on that he was willing to do it. She really had no intention of giving him the Masayim Zuz, but it's more than that. Even if she wouldn't give the Masayim Zuz, the Chalitza would still be a good Chalitza. And that's the Taich of Chalitza Mutas. So he did the Chalitza thinking that it was being done ala Tanai, that she would get Masayim Zuz. Really, the Tanai was not effective. So whether she gives him Masayim Zuz or doesn't give him Masayim Zuz, either way, the Chalitza is a Kosher Chalitza. He didn't know that when he did Chalitza. He thought it was only going to be Kosher in the event that she got the Masayim Zuz. That's the Chalitza Mutas that the Braisa said is Kosher. And that's different than the first case. Because in the first case, he didn't have in mind to do chalitza at all. He never had in mind to be mata the zika. His kavana was to marry her. That, Rabbi Yochanan said, doesn't work, because he need kavana to do chalitza. Here, he had kavana to do chalitza. He had kavana to be mata the zika. He just thought that he was doing it on the condition that he gets Masayim Zuz. And if he doesn't get Masayim Zuz, it's no different than if someone's Mekadosh and Isha Al-Tanai, or someone divorces a woman Al-Tanai, or someone buys or sells something Al-Tanai, that if the Tanai doesn't play out, then it's not going to be Chal B'Kinyan. That's where he was mistaken. And he didn't realize that even if she wasn't going to give him the Masayim Zuz, still the halacha was going to be that the Chalitza was going to be Chal. And the reason that is true, says Rashi, top Rashi, because the Gemara says in Masechtas Ksubas Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, that Chalitza ala tnai, the tnai does not impact the chalitza. The whole idea that I can be mekadosh and isha al tnai, so that if the tnai is in the sky and the kedushin is chal, if the tnai is in the sky and the kedushin is not chal, it's really a chiddush haTorah. And where do we learn the halacha of tnai from? Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. We learn it all from Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. The Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, they didn't want to enter Eretz Yisrael because they wanted to remain Be'evra Yarden. They thought it was good for their business. So they told Moshe Rabbeinu, we'd rather not go into Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe said, 1 second, we're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. We're going to fight. There's going to be wars and everything. You're not getting off the hook. So he made a deal with them. He says, I'll tell you what, you go fight together with the Yidden. Not only should you fight, you should lead the way. You should take the lead. If you do that and everything gets settled, you'll be able to come back. I'll give you Eretz Yisrael. Otherwise, you'll be able to get Be'evra Yarden. Otherwise, you're not going to get Be'evra Yarden. So Moshe made a tenai with the Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. I'll give you Evra Yardin on the condition that you lead the Jewish nation into their fight against the Malachim and Eretz Canaan. And it's from that tenai that we learn all Dinei Tanoim. And sometimes there are dinim that we would think like what shaychus. For example, tanai kofol, tanai koydim lemaiso. One of the halachas that we learn out from the Negadim Neiruvin is that the only time you can make a tanai is if you're doing a kinyan, a maisa that could be done aydei shliach. But if you do something that can't be done aydei shliach, it's lesser b'shlichus. Then it's lesser b'tanai, and it's a gemara b'sechtes ksubis daf ayin dalet amid aleph that we learn dinay tanoim from Negadim Neiruvin. And being that the chalukas ha'aretz was something that was efshel liyosis ayde shliach. In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't ultimately, he was not the one that was manchal Eretz Yisrael. It was done ayde shliach, Elazar Kohen Gadol, Yeshua Benun. So only something that can be done ayde shliach can be done ayde tonight. Chalitza is something that can't be done ayde shliach. And being that you can't do chalitza ayde shliach, that's always the paradigm of something that's less of a shlichas. Chalitza. Throughout Shas, chalitza is always that example. And being that chalitza is less of a shlichas, so too it's less of a tanai. So if somebody does chalitza al manas, the tanai is loymail of loymairit. Because the whole koyach of a tanai is mene god mene ruvain, and therefore it has to be done. Tosfos, incidentally, Masechtas Ksubas asks, why? What's the svara? Is there a svara that something that's less of a shlichas should be less of a tanai? Tosfos says, yeah, there is a svara. Because to the extent that I can't manipulate this kinyan al yidei shliach, so too I can't manipulate al tanai yidei. You have to understand the lumdus of what Tosfos is saying, but apparently there is some sort of svara. So that was the chalitza mutas over here. This person did the chalitza al tanai. He thought tanai works. So he thought the chalitza will only be chal if he gets back $200. What he didn't realize was there's no tanai by chalitza. Why? Because it's less of a shlichos. So he was fooled, but it's there that there's a chiddush of chalitza mutas. It's still a kasha. Why should chalitza mutas work? Because again, maybe it's gora because here he at least had kavon. Okay, but at least he had kavanah to do chalitza as opposed to
in
Mishlokich's case, he never had kavanah to do chalitza at all. Again, if we have time, we'll get into some of the lumdus. Tanya, not Reb Chaim. I have it open in front of me. The big lumdus here in the sugi is Reb Chaim. Tanya, nami hochi, a brisa that supports Reb Yochanan's pshat in chalitza mutas. Chalitza mutas, kshere, izoi chalitza mutas, kol sha'oimim chalitzla al menashe titin loch masayim zuz. Umaysa, there was a story, b'isha acha shanaf lefne yavam shein hagunlo. There was a story with a yavama that fell to a yavam that was in hagunlo. What does in hagunlo mean? It could be he was a bad guy, or it could be like we had earlier. The mission is going to say on Kavavam and Beis, older, younger. Exactly. Either way, it was a situation where Bezdin thought that it was not appropriate for this couple to get married. And they told this Yavam Chalitzla, but he didn't want to do Chalitza. So what they said was Chalitzla Menashe Titin Lach Masayim Zuz. Don't worry, give Chalitza an hour range. And so there were a lot of financial incentives to do Yibum because the brother that did Yibum he yarshened the entire estate. So they had to give him something. Maybe the 200 Zuz was worth more than the estate. I'm not sure, but either way, they said Chalitza, you do and he did the chalitza, and then she never gave the masayim zuz, and he realized that he was fooled into it. Rabbi Chiyah was machshirit based on this brisa, based on Rabbi Yochanan's understanding chalitza mutas that it is kasha. Who does like Rabbi Chiyah Barabba? Another story that there was a yavam and a yavama that came before Rabbi Chiyah Barabba. Omar lo, so Rabbi Chiyah Barabba told the yavama, "Biti amoidi." The yavam wants to do yibum. Yavama yavam yaleh. That's the mitzvah lekatchila. Mitzvah yibum kedemas mitzvah chalitza. Go do yibum. Amoidi. Stand up and do yibum. Amra le ima. Her mother was there, and she said, "Yeshivas azui amidasa." No, I don't want her to stand up and do yibum. I'd rather her sit down. This is all metaphorically speaking. The point is, she should not be doing yibum. I don't think my daughter should be doing yibum. She should not be marrying this man. Amar lo. So Rabbi Chiyah Barabba asked the mother, "Yadatle? Do you know something about the situation that you're so emphatic about the fact that your daughter shouldn't be marrying him?" Amar le in. Yeah, I tell you exactly what I know. Mamaynu hu dechazila. This man wants to do yibum with my daughter, not because he wants to marry her, not because he wants to live happily ever after with her, but simply he wants this money. He's going to take all the money, he's going to give her a get afterwards. So there's no reason for me to go through with this. Oh my loss. So then Rabbi Chiyah Barabba turned to the daughter and asked the daughter, "Nichalach, are you not willing to go forward with this?" I'm like, "No, I'm not." Oh my loss. So then he turned to the Yavam and said, "Chalitza, do chalitza." Ubekach atakoy. They didn't want to do chalitza because again he wanted the money. He knew exactly what he was after. The Masayim Zuz wasn't going to placate this fellow, so he said, "I'll tell you what, do chalitza. This is what you do, and through that you'll be able to marry her." Labasa the chalatzla. After he did that chalitza, Amalei, he turned to him and he said, "Hashta minach ifsalala. Now you can't do yibum." Meaning, not that the chalitza you did was a chalitza, because Reb Chiyah Barabba held like Reb Yochanan that that's not a chalitza mutas because you need kavana. He didn't have kavana to be matted. He had had kavana to marry her. However, it was enough of a chalitza for it to be called a chalitza psula. So now there's a kivin shaloi bana shuv la yivne, and now chalitza chalitza mal yisro kechadish really alma. Now you have no choice; you have to do a regular chalitza. One more story: Bas Chamud Rapapa, Rapapa's shver's daughter, in other words, Rapapa's sister-in-law, nafle lifnei yavam shein hagunla. She fell a yibum to a yavam that was not hagunla. Asla kamid abaya. The story was brought before abaya. Abaya was the bezdin, the dayan that presided over this chalitza or yibum. What to do? On my list, Abaya told the yavam chalitzla. Abaya realized that they shouldn't be getting married. They shouldn't be doing yibum. So he came with this same patent. He said, "Do chalitza, bekach atakoinza." Only Rapapa. So Rapapa was sitting there. So he had a vested interest in this whole story. It's his sister-in-law, his shvager. But he said, "Don't you hold of Rabbi Yochanan?" Rabbi Yochanan said that chalitza mutas, that's kosher, is where at least he had a mind to do chalitza. But here he doesn't even have. You're telling him to do chalitza manas lekoinza. There even. A chalitza mutas would not be kosher. Meaning, don't you hold like Rabbi Yechanan, not like Rish Lagish? The Ella hechi emole. So what should I say? So Amalei, Rapapa said, what you should tell the Yavim to do is what Rabbi Yechanan said is a chalitza mutas. Chalitzla amanasha titin loch masayim zos, and he'll be incentivized to do the chalitza. He'll do the chalitza with the kavana for it to be a chalitza, and then you just won't give him the 200 zuz, and everything is going to be fine. So that's what Abaya did. Abaya followed Rapapa's advice. After Abaya did what Rapapa told him to do, he then turned to the Yavama and said, okay, Zalhavle, now you have to give him a same zuz. So Rapapa again told Abaya, no, Abaya, you got it wrong again. Meshata anibach avdalei. There's no reason she should have to give them a same zuz. This is the halacha meshata anibach. Again, this is a big idea in Noshim and Ezekin. What's the Meshat Anibach? Miloi Tain Tirmanu in a Braisa. Geshmak Aloch HaReish. Oy Berechim Veis Asum. Somebody was running out of jail. Voisim Aber Lofanov. And there's a chase going on. And people are there trying to catch him. So now he sees a ship. And he has to get on the ship. Promise he has no money. He just spent the last 14 years in jail. So how's he going to get on the ship? So they don't want to take him. Babalei Tul Dinar. He says, I promise you, when you get me to the other side of the river, I'll give you a dinar, which is an exorbitant amount of money for a ferry ride. The heavy rani, just take me across the river. I need to get to the other side. So the Aloch is Eloi Eloschari. When he gets to the other side, he doesn't have to give him a dinar. If he wants, he can give him a dollar and a quarter, whatever it costs. And that's it. And he's good to go. Why? What's the pshat? Alma Amalei, because he could tell him, I was kidding around with you. You knew I wasn't being serious. I was desperate. I was literally running for my life. And it's for that reason that I had no choice but to tell you whatever it was. This woman is definitely equivalent to that person. She's trying to run away from this marriage. She doesn't want to marry somebody that she doesn't feel it's appropriate to marry. So she said, I'll give you 200 zuz, just give me the chalitza so I can go on with my life. So based on that, what happened to the tiny mishat? Sarah Papa told Abaya, asking this girl to go now, the Yavama, to give the money back. There's no reason she should have to give the money. Amalei, so Abaya was stumped by Rapapa twice. So Abaya turned to Rapapa, he said, Amalei, avuchecha, where does your father live? Amalei b'masa, he lives in Leibnstadt. Eima hecha, and where does your mother live? Amalei b'masa, in the city. Yav b'hu eine, he gave them an ayin haras. Yaakov Edmund says chalila to understand the Gemara Kipshutai, but unintentionally, they got an ayin hara v'shchivon, and both Rapapa's parents died. Ma kesher, how do you understand? What's the ending to the story? So Rashi says that Abai was trying to tell Rapapa, it seems to me that your parents must take good care of you, and that's why you were able to sin and learn, and that's why you became such a charif, that you were able to ask such good kashas on everything that I was doing. And Aruch Laner adds that Abai never saw his parents. And Abaya refers, Nachmeni, he always refers to his mother, Asher Becha Yerucham Yosin. Abaya is Rosh HaTevis. Asher Becha Yerucham Yosin. Abaya was a Yosin. He refers to his mother sometimes in Shas, but it wasn't his mother, it's his nanny, it's the woman that raised him. So Abaya was saying, I was raised a Yosin, so that's why I never steiged in learning as much as you apparently have it really good. You have parents that take good care of you, and that little bit, that Ktsas Ayin Hara, that apparently Abaya gave Rapapa, caused Rapapa's parents ultimately lead to pass away. Let's go weiter.
What was
I think he just said, I'm not sure. I saw it quickly. Tanu Rabbanon, chalitza mutas kshero. A chalitza mutas is kosher, like the Braisa said. What's a chalitza mutas? We saw machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, chalitza mutas is when he does chalitza with the intent of marrying the Yavama. According to Rish Lakish, a chalitza mutas is when he did it al tanai, thinking that the tanai was going to impact the chalitza, when the truth is, being that chalitza is less of a shlichos, it's less of a tanai also. Get muta. However, if somebody does a get muta, puzzle, then it's going to be possible. Chalitza meusis psula. If somebody gives a chalitza forcefully, so somebody was forced into doing a chalitza, it's possible. Get meusa, but if somebody's forced into giving a get, kosher, it's kosher. Says the Gemara, hechidami, what is the case. A chalitza that was done forcefully is pasul, but a get that was given forcefully is kosher. Idam reitzani, if the person after being forced into giving the get or doing the chalitza said reitzani, okay, I'm willing to do it, then I feel the chalitza nami, that even the chalitza should be kosher. And v'ilon amar reitzani, if he didn't say reitzani, I feel get nami loy, that the get also shouldn't work. Says the gemara hachikama, you're right. Chalitza mutas, a chalitza mutas loylam kosher. V'get muta loylam pasul. Chalitza meusis, v'get meusa zimnin kosher. There really is no chilik between the chalitza and the get when it comes to meusis. Rather, hada amar roitzani and hada loy amar roitzani. If he said roitzani, whether it's chalitza or get, it's going to be kosher. And if he didn't say roitzani, whether it's chalitza or get, it's going to be pasul. The time that we learned in the brayse, yakriv oisoy. It says right in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, the first carbon mentioned in the Torah is the carbon oila, and the pasuk says yakriv oisoy lirtsoy neilifnei Hashem. Says the Gemara from yakriv oisoy, it's a lashon of kliya. It sounds like we can force him. Melami chakoyven oisoy, we force a man who's obligated to bring an oila. Had he become obligated to bring an oila, it's a pasuk. Somebody said reila oila. So oila's bovin adava. Somebody said I'm going to bring an oila. And he didn't bring it. So Milami Chakovinoi, so we force him to bring the oil. Yachabal Karche, I would have thought that you can force him. Talmud Loimar Lutzainoi. No, it says the next word. Yakrivoisa Lutzal Ketzad. So Yakrivoisa Milami Chakovinoi, so. And I would have thought you can force him to do it forcefully. No, you force him to do it willingly. What does that mean? It's an oxymoron. Says the Gemara, HaKetzad, Koifinoisoi, Atshe Yoime Roitzani. You force him until he says Roitzani. Vechenata Moitze Begitei Noshim. This is what we need. The same halach is found by a Get Isha. Koifinoisoi, Atshe Yoime Roitzani. We can force him until he says Roitzani. So it's just kedai to speak out. The well-known Rambam in Hilchas Gerushin, Perik Beis Halacha Chav, where the Rambam discusses this halacha of koifin oisay atcheyem eroitzani. He says, what's the pshat in that? Ordinarily, if somebody does something ba'inis, the whole sugi mesechtes bava basra, tol you of zavin, zvine zvini, or not zvine zvini. So what does that mean? If somebody has a car, and somebody goes over to his friend, and he says, sell me, sell your car. He says, no, I don't want to sell. And he forces him to sell his car. Is that mecher a mecher or not? So it's a whole sugi in shas. Toyu of his ovens vine zvini. There's no halach of koifin oisei atcheyem eroitzani. Yet when it comes to a get isha or even a carbon, we find the halach is that if you force the person to the point where he says roitzani, it's chal. Why is that? Why don't you say that really he didn't want to do it? He was forced into saying roitzani. So what he did was bainis. And if what he did was bainis, it shouldn't be. Kosher says the Rambam. What's the reason for it? So the Rambam famously says as follows. The only time you say that a person that does something ba'inis has a tainus oinus and it's not considered that it was chal, that's only if the thing that he did ba'oinus was not something that he was mechuyev to do. But if somebody had a very strong yetzahara that didn't want him to do a mitzvah that he was supposed to do, or somehow was tugging him to do an aver that he wasn't supposed to do, and he was beaten until he did the thing that he was supposed to do, or until he was removed from the thing that he wasn't allowed to do, ein ze onus mimenu, he's not considered an oinus. Elo hu onas atzmoi bedaitoi hara. The rabbi says you have it all wrong. A person deep down wants to do what the Torah told him to do. So if the Torah said give a get, he wants to give a get. If the Torah said bring this carbon, he wants to bring the carbon. He's sitting here and he's saying, I don't want to give a get. It's his yetzahara that's being ma'anis him not to do what he's really supposed to do. By us beating him and forcing him to give the get, what we're doing is we're removing the yetzahara that's being ma'anis him not to give the get, and we're reinstating his real rotzen. That's tamun deep in his heart, which is really to do the right thing. Says the Rambam, l'fichach zeh she'eino roitzeh l'garush, inside, me'achash shehu roitzeh li'yos mi'Yisrael, being that he wants to be a good Jew, roitzeh hu la'aseis kol ha'mitzvos, he wants to do all the mitzvos, u'lisrachek min ha'averois, v'yitzroi hu shetakvoi, v'kivan shehuka, ad shetoshash yitzroi, if he was hit, and beaten to the point, whereas the Yetzirah was weakened. So then when he gives the get, to the contrary, what he's doing is, he's really doing a Lutzani. The Bali Musar quote this Rambam to describe that deep down every person is an Neshama, he's a Chelik Elikamimal, and Elikim also Sodom Yosha, he wants to do the right thing. There are Cheshbonis, Harabim, that try to get a person away from doing the right thing. But deep down, deep in his heart, what he wants to do is really the right thing. But of course, whenever we have a Shemakir Sugya, we have to find a Yishmakir Chassam Sofer. I'll tell you one Chassam Sofer and a Tshuva, another beauty, another classic. The Gemara in the Sech, the Sugya of Tal Yuva Zavin Zvinei Zvinei is the Mesechtes Bava Basra and Perichesk Sabatim. The Mzayim Emches and Mesechtes Bava Basra. And the Gemara over there is discussing, again, if somebody was forced to sell something, is the Mecher Chal or is the Mecher Nachal? So the Gemara says, I'll bring you a Raya. From Yakriv Oisai, from the carbon oil that we just learned. The Tanya, Yakriv Oisai, Melamach Akoifin Oisai, you can force a person to bring a carbon if he's Mukhayef to bring it. Yachal Bal Karchai, Tamalim Eloitzani, Hokkait said, Koifin Oisai, Shem Eloitzani. So the Gemara's cash is that just like Koifin Oisai, Shem Eloitzani helps buy a carbon, it should help if somebody's trying to force somebody to sell him a car or something like that. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a Raya. Vidum Mashani Hosom, the Nichale de Tahavile Kapara. Maybe there, buy a carbon. The reason Reitzani works is because it's not just an insignificant act bringing a carbon. Deep down, a person really wants to bring a carbon because by bringing a carbon, he's going to have kapara, and the person wants to have kapara. So the Gemara says, okay, so you have no raya from karbonos that Reitzani works that it would work by mecher, but I'll bring you a raya from get isha. So the Gemara says, v'dom shani hosan, the mitzvah l'shmaya devei chachamim. This Rambam, of course, is elaborating on this line of Gemara. Mitzvah l'shmaya devei chachamim, and that's why he wanted to do it. Why did the Gemara say that the reason Yakriv Oisai, Koifin Oisai, Shemir Roitzani by Korbanos is also because of Mitzvah Lishmoy Devi Chachamim. Why did Gemara need a new Svara of Nichalei that the Havalei Kapara? Just like Roitzani helps by Get Isha because it's a mitzvah. So if somebody said, I'm going to bring a carbon, there's a mitzvah for him to fulfill his neder. If he's Mechuyiv to bring the carbon, then certainly there's a Chiyuv. So this person is Mechuyiv to bring the carbon. So why did the Gemara need Nichalei that the Havalei Kapara, new Svara, the same parrots that's going to work for Get Isha, that would work for all mitzvahs, should work for Yakriv Oisai as well, because bringing a carbon, in addition to the kapara that you get, there's also a mitzvah to bring a carbon. And if there's a svar, right, and he helps by mitzvahs, mitzvah shmai divrei chachamim, then it should help for kabanos as well. So the Chassam Sofer says a beautiful teretz. He says that the emes is, he has a kasha. He has a kasha on this whole halacha of koifin oisai at sheyemir oitzini. Because we're all familiar with the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, where the Gemara says, when Hashem gave the Yidden the Torah, and he told the Yidden, "Im mekabel mes haTorah muta v'im lav shom tehek for raschem misaschem." He forced the Yidden into being mekabel haTorah. Oh my Rava, Rava said, "Mikan moedar rabbi leiraisa." That based on this, any Yid that doesn't keep Torah mitzvahs will have a tremendous taina. He'll be able to say, "You're going to punish me for I never kept. I was never mekabel the Torah knowingly. I was never mekabel the Torah with Rishonim's kashin. Why did he get punished? Good. We spoke about a lot of that in the past. But the Gemara is afal pikein hadik kiblu me'achashverish. The me'achashverish kibu v'kiblu kibu mashakiblu. The first time they were Makabal Torah Ba'inis, now they were Makabal Torah Be'ahava. So now already there's a Kabbalah Beratzin. If now there's a Kabbalah Beratzin, so now there's already no Taino of Mikam Eidoi Rabbali Reiser. Zok Techsam Sefer. What's the Pshat in Koifan Oisei Acheyemi Reitzani? Because deep down, every Yid has a Ratzin. Deep down, every Yid has a Ratzin to keep the Torah. Every Yid has a Ratzin to keep the Torah. But Zok Techsam Sefer, why is deep down, why is it our Ratzin to keep the Torah? Because when we were Makabal the Torah, we were Makabal Torah Beratzin. And every Yid, because of his Kabbalah Satorah Beratzin, has a Ratzin to want to keep Torah Mitzvahs. But Freitach Sam Sofer, that's all good after Hodik Kiblu B'Meach HaShverish, when the Yid were Ketakar Mekabal Torah Beratzin. But before B'Meach HaShverish, when the whole Kabbalah Satorah was a Kabbalah Satorah of Kofaleim Harkigigis, so much so that Rava said, Mikamei Der Rabbi Leirais, the whole Kabbalah was a Kabbalah Ba'inus. So if when the Yidin stood in Harsinah, they were Mekabal Torah Ba'inus, there was never a Tzad Ratzin in Kabbalah Satorah, then how could you say deep down in every Yid's heart is a Kabbalah Satorah Beratzin, and says the Chassam Sofer, you have to say that the Gemara that says Koifin Oisei Acheyemir Roitzani, a tongue twister, is only after Hadi Kiblu B'Meach HaShverish. But Enochinami before Hadi Kiblu B'Meach HaShverish, you wouldn't have the Tain of Koifin Oisei Acheyemir Roitzani. Zok the Chassam Sofer, it's for that reason the Gemara gave a different Svar of a carbon. Because if the only tiny you would have had was mitzvah l'shmoya devei chachamim. That would only help you after Kabbalah Satorah, which was made by Yesheni, after the story of Purim. But before the story of Purim, it's not going to help you for. Because then there was never a tzad rotzen in the Kabbalah Satorah. That's why the Gemara said, I'll give you a teres that works even for made by Yisrishon. What's that? That is nichle tavli kapara. It's not even do with mitzvah l'shmoya devei chachamim. A person just wants a kapara. That svar of kapara would work even for by Yisrishon. That's why. And Echanami, that's what the Chassam Sofer says. If you want to look it up, it's an Eirech Chaim Tshuva Kuf Pei Hei. That's what the Chassam says. A lot of nice things in that Tshuva, but that's some of which we've spoken out in the past. But this piece we never talked out. Beautiful shtickle from the Chassam Sofer. Kedarki Bakoidesh. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Omar Rava, Omar Rav Schoira, Omar Rav Huna. Cholzen Ava Bishayim Akirim. So Rava said, Nei Rav Schoira said, Nei Rav Huna. That Bezdin could do Chalitza, even if they're not Maka, they don't recognize the Yavam, they don't really know who she is, still they're allowed to go through with the Chalitza. Meman Ava Bishayim Akirim. So they can do me, and even they don't know who this girl is. Lefichach, it's for that reason. Ain koisven get chalitza elon kimakirim. The edim that sign on a get chalitza, or if ain koisven get mion, the edim that sign on a get mion, they could only sign elon kimakirim because the chashin lebezin toyin. Being that bezin didn't have to know who was who, so. The Edom better know who's who, because otherwise nobody really knows who's who. So being that Bezdin was put in a position where it could be they made a mistake, so Edom have to compensate for the potential mistake that Bezdin would have made. Rav Didayam, Rav himself argued. He said, "In Cholz El Kimakirin, they Meman El Kimakirin." No, Bezdin has to know who the Yavam is, and Bezdin has to know who the Ketana is before she does Mion or Chalitza. Lefichach Koytzim get Chalitza, Afal Pishay Makir, Koytzim get Mion, Afal Pishay Makir, V'loy Chayshinon leBezdin Toyin. So, I mean, that Bezdin knows who they are. The Edom, when they sign on to get Chalitza, get Mion, they could rely on the fact that Bezdin knew who was who. And as a result, they could just sign on it without them knowing who is who. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Last Mishnah in the parak. Mitzvahs Chalitza. How does Chalitza happen? Bo, who even to the best? The Yavam and the Yavama both came to Bezdin. The Heimasi and Le'etza again is like Bezdin would decide whether they thought it was appropriate for the Yavam and the Yavama to do Yibam, or maybe it's more appropriate for them to do Chalitza. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'koruloi Ziknei Iroi, Bezdin is Ziknei Iroi, the Bezdin gets involved. V'dibru Eilov, and they spoke to them, meaning they discussed whether or not they felt it was appropriate to do Yibam, which is really the Ikar Mitzvah, or maybe it's better to do Chalitza. V'hioi Meres, now the process begins. The first thing that happens is, as mentioned in the Torah, she says as follows. Let's just read it inside the pasuk. Vim lo yachbitz shakachas yivimtoi. If the yavam don't want to do yibum, va'osi yivimtei ashar elaskenim. So the yavama goes to the skenim. He's there as well. Va'amra, and she says as follows. Me'ein yavami lahakim la'achiv shem biyisrael lo'yava yabmi. My yavam does not want to be making shem biyisrael. He doesn't want to do yibum lo'yava yabmi. That's the first thing that happened. V'karulei ziknei iroi. So then the bezdin called him. Va'amad va'amar. They V'dibroel, they spoke to him. V'amad v'amad, he got up and he said three words. Loi chafatzti lekachto, says the Mishnah. Look what's that. V'yoy meres me'en yivam v'dohakim l'chashem yisol yavah yavmi. V'hoi meren, he says, loi chafatzti lekachto. U'b'loshen ha'koydish hayu oymim. All this happened, and loshen ha'koydish is actually mentioned in the Mishnah Sachta Seidah that discusses things that in the Marim b'chal loshen, things that had to be said b'loshen ha'koydish. Chalitz is one of the things that had to be said b'loshen ha'koydish. Then the next thing that happens is the next pasuk. V'niksha yivim te'elov le'ini askenim. The Yavama then goes to the skenim. V'cholzo na'lim ya'ragli, that's the ikur part of the chalitza. She removes his shoe. V'yarka b'fanav, and then she spits in front of him. The spit has to be roik hanir l'dayanim. The dayanim have to see it. Literally, the trajectory of it. Va'ansa va'amra, and then afterwards, she now talks for the second time, and she recites another passing of the Torah, and what she says is, Kocho ye ose lo ish, asher lo yivne es beis achiv. Ad kan hoye makrim. That's all that she used to say. Chiku Rav Hurkin is tachas ala b'kfar item. Rav Hurkin is once did a chalitza in, under the Allah in kfar item. V'gomer es kala parasha, and he had them read the whole parasha, and huchzuk li eskrem in kala parasha. And based on that, it became a minig that they read the whole parasha. V'nikra shmoy b'yisrael beis chalitzanal. The next pasuk, the last pasuk in the parasha of Yibam says that his name will be known throughout Klal Yisrael as his house, his family, Beis Chalutz Hanal. Say Chazal, mitzvah b'dayonim, there's a mitzvah for the dayonim to say the words, v'nikra shmoy, lashon vayikra, they have to pronounce Beis Chalutz Hanal. However, the Talmidim, they don't have to. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, mitzvah al-kolo indim sham loymar, chalutz hanal, the Gemara will say, they said it three times, but everybody who was present, everybody who witnessed the chalitza, would say, Chalutz hanal, chalutz hanal. Says the Gemara. Om Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, mitzvah chalitza. The mitzvah of chalitza, if you want a synopsis of the whole seder, the process of chalitza, koira, she reads, v'koira, then he reads, v'choyletza, she removes the shuv, right, because she spits, v'koira, and then she reads again. That's the Mishnah, that's the Psukim. Why is that a chiddush? Hakamash malah, mitzvah achi. No, mitzvah chalitza. It's only the katchila to do it that way. V'i apich, but if they mixed up the order, leislamba, it's not a problem. Meaning the seder is only the chatchila, it's not mak. Abaya said, if somebody is reading the get chalitza, so that the Edim, the Bezdin, is helping this woman out, you know, to read the parasha, whatever needs to be done, Bezdin should not read to her, meaning, repeat after me, loy lichudei, and then afterwards, va'ova yabmi. No, I'm sorry, loy lichudei, va'ova yabmi lichudei, the mashma of a yabmi, right, me'ein or loy. It shouldn't say me'ein, and then afterwards, you have a yabmi, ova yabmi. Because ova yabmi, what is, loy means don't, or doesn't, ova yabmi. Wants to be miyabmi. But if you're going to say loy, period, and then afterwards say avayabmi, it sounds like, no, yeah. He wants to do yibum. The mashma avayabmi. Elo, loy, avayabmi. You have to read it together. For loy, literally day. And then when Bezin's talking to the yavam, he shouldn't say loy lichudei, and then chafatsti lakachta lichudei. The mashma chafatsti lakachta. Loy, period, chafatsti lakachta. Elo, loy, chafatsti lakachta. Rova says, no, avsukim ilsehi. Avsukim ilsehi asamba. One pasuk, one line you can read, even if you break it up, and you don't have to be worried about these things. It's one sentence. One sentence, we're not concerned for these types of things. Rav Ashi, Ashkechid Rav Kahana, the Kometzaru Makri, Lo Yova Yabmi. Rav Ashi once met Rav Kahana, and he was having a very hard time trying to get him to say in one line, Lo Yova Yabmi. He was just, he was mitzvah. He was having a very difficult time with it. Amalei, so Rav Ashi told Rav Kahana, why are you, you know, working yourself up to try to make it happen in one shot? The Rava said that even it being that it's only one pasuk, it's not ma'akiv. On my lace, he said, "Moider Rava, b'loy ava yami." Rava's moider by loy ava yami. That at least the portion that he says that has to be done in one shot. Omer Abaya, Abaya said, "Hi man, because of Gita the Chalitza, so that like Bezdin, a dayan is going to write a get Chalitza. Lichtav hachi, should write it as follows. Akrinu ledida, we called her." The purpose of this get was not like a get isha. Get isha, the get affects the actual gerishin. The chalitza was not affected by a get. The chalitza was affected by the process of the chalitza, which parts of Mayakiv, so that we discussed. But the chalitza itself was what affected the chalitza. This get was just a transcript of the chalitza that took place. Why would you want a transcript of it? First of all, Bezin should have a record of it. Also, she wants to have it in her pocket. Because in case somebody's worried about marrying her, because maybe she's a Shener Ziyavim, she could pull out her get chalitza and say, no, I got chalitza. So when the get was written, Abaye said, this is the way he's supposed to write it. Hi, man, the cause of get the chalitza, so lift the hafki. Akrinu v'dido, we called her, and we had her read, min, from me'ein yavami, ad avayami, the akrinu lididay, and then we had him read, min loy, ad lokachta, the akrinu lididay, and then we had her read, simtzveitin mo, min kocha, the ad chalutzana. Rashi says, what was the significance of this? Why can't they just write out all the words? And Abaye said, you have to be very careful when you write the Get Chalitza. Write it as follows. Rashi says, it's based on a Gemara Masechtes Gittin, Davov HaMibes. The Gemara Masechtes Gittin, Davov HaMibes says that if you write a pasuk in the Torah, three words of a pasuk in the Torah, four words, Machleishin is three or four words, you need Sirtut. You have to make certain lines on the parchment. There's a halacha of Sirtut. You can't, Rashi's Lashon is, ain't koisven dalet tevos by sirtut. You're not allowed to write four tevos without sirtut. So Abaye was just trying to avoid an issue where you may write in a get chalitza, psuke atoira, four words without sirtut. And it was for that reason he said, don't write the words together, just write. Mei, ein, adio. So if you write it like that, then you're not going to have any issues with sirtut. The Gemara says, Mar Zutra. Misartate the cost of the Kulu Parsha. Mazucha said no, he wrote the whole Parsha, but he did Sirtin. Mask of Lamar Baridi. Samari asked Mazucha, I have another problem. Forget Sirtin. Okay, you avoided the Sirtin issue simply by doing Sirtut. But Baloy Nitinli Kosev, there's another Gemara, Mesachtes Gittin, and that one's on Nafsamacham and after Rashi quotes that says, Ain't Kois Femegil Latino, Iklis Lamid Ba. You're not allowed to write a Parsha in the Torah on its own. There's a halacha that you can't just have a parchment and have one parsha in the Torah. You can't just have parshas kiseitze. You can't have one parsha. So if you're going to write the parsha of Yibum, the chalitza, so isn't that one parsha in the Torah, isn't that aser because of that halacha of in kois v'megillah letina glislamid? But it's a good you did sirtut, but there's another issue here. So the Gemara doesn't answer. The Gemara just says, v'hilchas ha'gavasin ha'marzutcho. The halacha's like marzutcho, that if you wrote the parsha of Yibum with sirtut, everything's going to be fine. Says Rashi, so what's takip? The Gemara didn't answer. So Rashi says, Dibra mask of Vilchas Gamarzucha, the Koisvin, the Loidomi Lakois of Megillah Latina Klaslami, but the Hosam Adai to the Parishas of Kosovle. The Havik Megillah Katana, there it's Usr. The Mar Megillah is talking where you want to have a Parsha of the Torah written on a parchment. That's Usr. But here you're not writing a Parsha in the Torah, exactly. You're just transcribing an event that took place in Bezdin. This is no different than a stenographer writing anything else that took place in Beis Din. It's right. Sfiras Dvarim Ba'alma, Rashi says, and it's for that reason it's not going to be Aser. Over here, it's going to be Mutter. Just one quick Ha'ara, and that is the Rush over here asks a Gevaldig Akash. Rashi said, why did Abaye say that you can't write out the actual Parsha of Yibum V'Chalitza? Because the Gemara says in Masech Tizgitin, that Dalit ain't Koisfin. But like Sirtut, you're not allowed to write four words without Sirtut. Says the Rush, that would explain why you can't write what the woman said. What did the woman say? The Yavama. May ain Yavami Lahakib Lachan Shemiz Avayam. It's a lot more than four words. And then the second thing she said was, Koche Yosel Ishachal Yivnes Bezachim. But what did he say? Loi Chafatzdi Lakachta. What he said was Loi Chafatzdi Lakachta. So if all he said was Loi Chafatzdi Lakachta, what's that? Freak the Rush, then what's the big deal? Why couldn't you write out the whole thing if all you said, anyways, was Loi chafatz lekachta? That's the Rosh's kasha. All right, we'll leave it like that for now. Says the Gemara weiter. Oh, there's no chasam sefer. Omer Abaya. Abaya said, let's just finish the perek. Omer Abaya. Rokeka vekolta soy haruach loy osas avalei klum. Let's say she spits, and then the wind takes the spit and it blows it away. So it wasn't v'yarka b'funov, like the Torah says it has to be, because although she tried, the wind blew it away. Lo yos v'likum, doesn't work. My taima v'yarka b'funov be'inan. Hilkach, therefore, hu arach. Let's say he was tall, the Yavam was, v'hi gutza, and she was short. Then, kol tasei ruach ikka b'funov. If she would spit in front of him, then it would be fine. But he arucha, if she was tall, the who goods, and he, right, the who goods, but he's short, you'll see it more here, then adamati lahadeyape, then it would have to literally reach to where his face is, that's considered the fun of, and if it does that, and then the wind blows it away, it's fine, but otherwise, it's going to be a problem. Amar Rava, Rava said, Ochal tuma v'roksa. Let's say the Yavama ate garlic and then she spit. Or Ochla gargishto v'roksa. Let's say she ate mud and then she spits. Loi atzasava like klum, it's not good. My taima, the yarka, it says in the Torah, me atzma binem. The yarka has to be that she's spitting poshet because of the chalitza, but not because she has something funny inside her mouth that she saliva, that she wants to get rid of. It's for this reason, by the way, that the Yavama fasts. That's the halacha, which is part of why it becomes a little bit complicated because she's fasting. But either way, she fasts because we're not sure what foods is going to be considered, is going to constitute me'atzma, not me'atzma. So that is the minhag Yisrael. Amar Rava, Rava said, Tzricha dayari lemichsi ruka, that the yonim have to see the spit kinofik mipuma the yavama as it goes from the mouth of the yavama, the chsiv, because the pasuk says, le'enei haskenim v'yarka. Final gemara. V'nikush may be Yisrael, b'ish chalut sanal, mitzvah b'dayonim v'le b'tamidim, so we had a machlekes tanon, whether only the dayonim used to say Beis Chalutzanal, or whether all the Talmidim, everybody was there used to say, Tanya, Amar Rav Yehuda, Pama Chasinu Yejav Le'er, Rav Tarfin, we were once standing in front of Rav Tarfin, Ubasa Yavama Lachloitz, and Yavama came to do Chalitza, Va'om Alonu, and Rav Tarfin told us, Anu Kulchem, everybody in the presence should say, Chalutzanal, 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 Hadron Aloch, Mitzvah Chalitza.